Bernadette from Sydney, Australia. And you weren't at the World Youth Day in Sydney?
No, I was living in Melbourne at the time.
This is your first ever World Youth Day?
First World Youth Day and first time overseas.
First time overseas, all the way from Australia?
All the way from Australia.
What did your mother tell you not to do?
Not to wander off by myself.
That's all?
That's all. She said just to enjoy it and live every moment. So.
What a wonderful mother. And what are you doing?
What am I doing? What, at home? Oh, here I am enjoying, I'm meeting new people, you know, putting myself out there and just enjoying every minute of it. I'm loving meeting new people and just the different cultures. Like last night I met some fantastic people from Germany and France and Uruguay, Argentina, just everyone. It's such a brilliant experience.
What, you have a bag full of stuff here and you have bracelets and all. What is the most important souvenir that you're taking back with you to Australia from Rio?
From Rio? I would have to say this Jesus medallion that I made a trade with last night. I got this. It was fantastic. It's from Peru. He was a priest and he swapped it for a little koala. It was a very special priest and I had a very fantastic conversation with him. So
that's the kind of contact that World Youth Day allows you to have.
Yeah, definitely.
Carlos, I saw written on the back, was it Don Bosco or something? Yes. What's the Don Bosco connection?
Don Bosco is the leader and founder of the Salesians of Don Bosco. They're a religious group that work principally with the youth. So a lot of youth ministry. It's only been around 150 years, but the growth has been explosive. So we're part of a group about 30 that represent the Salesians of Don Bosco. We're all young people that work with youth works across Australia, so schools, camps, hostels, youth centres. We feel very, very proudly about that as well. So we certainly like to carry that with us here to World Youth Day.
You've got a string of little medals and things around your table. What do they represent?
They sort of represent the interactions that you get to have at World Youth Day. It's really good once you come across those who have similar beliefs, similar interactions, to then just have something to remember them by. I guess a small manifestation of that friendship, which you get to carry back with you home.
Yeah. Now, you told me that you were in Sydney, you were in Madrid, and here you are in Rio. What are the differences?
I think for me, the differences are very personal. Sydney, I was 18 years old. It was my first World Youth Day. I had no real understanding of the concept, so to come to see such an explosive number of young people in one place really was an eye-opener for myself and a lot of us. Madrid was more, for me personally, putting that same idea but into high gear. That was 3 years later, and just seeing the sheer scope, 2 million young people together, I couldn't really comprehend just the sheer size of it. Rio for me is a consolidation of all that. And sort of an understanding as I have to inevitably enter adult life, that you cannot maintain this incredible scope of experience every day, but what you can maintain, I guess, is that same sense of belonging and love. You can carry that with you. And I think that's sort of what I'm trying to do here at Rio, is carry that with me from here and to wherever my adult life takes me.